In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the hosts present another This, That, or Other. With summer heating up, the guys discuss the different swimwear of the Bears. So which do you prefer, board shorts, Speedos, or naked? Joined by the adorable Matt, a.k.a. Fuzzbutt, the guys present their examples for you to make your choice. Slap on some suntan lotion and dive right in as COL 269 starts now. Sunday, July 20th, 2014. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody dance
now! That makes me Gary.
No, she didn't.
Oh, girl. Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 269. And boy, it was a rough night last night. We'll get into that in a bit. But first, I would like to introduce a little guest we have here. Our favorite Fuzzbutt, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Let's get right into... Sorry, Gary. Just realized something weird happened. Any case, last night we finally got into heroics with my raid team, and it was one of the most stressful things I ever had in a while. I don't think the alcohol helped, but I don't think it hurt anything at all.
Oh God!
But I was freaking the fuck out during it, and I was just really stressed from doing it. And I just kept pushing because I'm like, look, I gotta get through this. I need to push. And we got one heroic boss down, Emericius, and we were going to Fallen Protectors. We got pretty close one time, but then we wiped yet again, and things happened. So, although. Everything that I blame myself on, somebody else was like, no, I should have done this. And basically said, you know what? You probably could have done that if I had done something else. So it's really not your fault. So it was good, but at least we got one heroic boss down and some people got some heroic gear. So, everything has been great on that front. So I crashed after raid because I was the adrenaline rush I was getting from being so nervous doing these heroics, because it's the first time ever really, really actually doing a heroic fight, that I just crashed when I finally went to bed. I went to bed early, so okay, so that was my week. And I didn't get paid for 2 days.
Okay.
Well, we were closed Thursday and Friday, and if I don't work, I don't get paid.
Ah.
I love being a contractor.
Ah.
So, anyways, moving on. Damon?
Okay. Whew. Anyway. Sucks to not get paid, considering I've been off since Thursday. Anyway, yay, happy fourth for me. yesterday, after waiting forever, friends of mine, my leather group here in town decided to go up to a bar called Argos in Dayton, and we were there to check out and actually get involved with this other group in town that is up there that has kind of started developing within the last 6 months, called Miami Valley Bears and Leathermen. And it was a really fun time. They were having a meet in the lower Ohio, our southern Ohio area. Yeah. That was it.
Gary?
So I'm curious, before I talk about what I did, Damon, what did you think of Argos?
I've been there a few times. It's nice. It's okay. Small. Their patio is bigger. I'll say it in a nice way. Their patio is bigger than their bar,
yes,
quote unquote. But other than that, it's not bad. I mean, it. I guess the only thing I would say is it needs to be brighter in certain areas. And if they're going to kind of be this bare leather kind of bar, they need to open it up a little more. I don't know how exactly to say. Have you been there?
Yeah, but I haven't been in a couple of years. So that's why I asked, because I went there, I don't know how many years ago now, but I went a couple of times, but it's not, if it's still in the same location.
Yeah.
It's not in a good part of town.
It's in a neighborhood somewhere. Yeah.
And the last time I was there, there was a lot of talk about like people watching their vehicles and just different stuff. But yeah, it's interesting because it really kind of makes me think back in the community's history about like how people would just gather anywhere. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't know if it was still in the same place, but it sounds like it because it's kind of small. You come in kind of on the corner of the building.
Yeah.
Into the main bar. But yeah, it's funny because the patio out back, I think, is bigger than the inside of the building.
I agree. I totally agree. And everyone was pretty much out there. I mean, there were a few people that were playing pool around the pool table, but that was about it. And I think if they got rid of the pool table and maybe put a few more tables in, it might not be that bad. But I doubt they're going to ever get rid of that pool table, because people actually use it. People actually play, you know, pool on it. So yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I hear you talk about it. I was like, oh, I haven't been there for years. I might check it out again at some point.
It's in the same neighborhood. Things have improved in a sense. I mean, I've not heard anyone mentioning anything about, you know, cars being, broken into or anything like that, or no, you know, major issues at all. So yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So for 4th of July, I went and did gay camping again.
Gay camping.
Yeah. So, just because of things I had going on, I decided to go and do just a day pass, which turned into an overnight stay.
Oh.
Well, I had asked the Cubs if they wanted to come along because they had the day off, but they had some other things. And so I went by myself, and the plan was originally just to go for the day. But as it turned out, it was one of those things that I had other commitments the rest of the weekend. So I was like, well, I'll just go for the day. And then I get there and everybody's like, you're here all weekend? And I'm like, no, I'm only here for the day. So they're all like, I can't believe you drove this far, because it's a couple hours away. But and my friends who I normally stay with, they were like, you can crash on our couch if you want, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, we'll think about it. And of course, then as the day goes on, I'm like, now that I'm here, I don't want to leave.
Aww.
Well, it was nice. You know, the Arctos Bear Club had a kind of a holidaycation, so to speak, because it was the 4th. They made an event out of going there for the pool party for the afternoon.
Nice.
So, of course, there was a bunch of booze and there was food and, you know, lots of men. And it was a gorgeous day.
It was a nice day yesterday.
Yeah. So got to see some people that I haven't seen in a while, which was nice. Hang out and talk with some folks. And interestingly, spent the night, well, after the sun went down, I guess I want to say, not the whole night, at a fire making s'mores and drinking, you know, drinks, but having a very in-depth conversation about spirituality and religion.
Huh.
Talking to someone who I consider an acquaintance or becoming a friend that is a former Roman Catholic priest.
Huh.
Being the way that I am, I asked a lot of questions about how they felt about where they are now, where they were before. There was a lot of dish and dirt about church and just the hierarchy and philosophies and things. And I'm really glad that I went. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was enjoyable. So yet again, gay camp, even for the holiday, was much fun.
Wow. This sounds like fun.
Yeah. That's why I recommend everybody go gay camping. You'll have an experience.
It was Arctos?
Yes, the bear club from the northeast region of the U.S. Holy cow, from the state.
Ohio.
So how about your weekend, Matt?
It's been pretty amazing so far. I'm on vacation. I'm out in Los Angeles. Went to a big gay wedding last night. A friend of mine's master and brother pup got married, so they invited me out to stay and be at the wedding. And it's just, I mean, the flowers were gorgeous. They got married on the beach. The weather was beautiful. And they'd been together for 10 plus years, and it's just, my eyes were sweating. I wasn't crying. My eyes were sweating quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's been a really fun time. I've been out here since Wednesday. I went to the L.A. Eagle on Thursday and was in their bare chest contest. So I got to take my shirt off and dance sexy on stage. And it's been a really good week overall. So,
Excellent. Well, it's that time to get into the meat of the matter this week. It is one of our TTOs, this, that, or other. And, of course, in order to do that, we have to go to... Ensemble Foyer. Comes where just a big bunch of pervs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Who, yes. Me?
Yeah, all four of us, I'm assuming. Especially considering we're talking about swimsuits, this, that, and another swimsuit edition. We're talking about board shorts, Speedos, and naked.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So all of this has something to do with water, swimming, beaches, etc. So that's the general idea for this. So we'll start off with some board shorts, and I've got a board short. This looks awfully familiar. Gary, is this at a place that you are familiar with, or is this someplace else?
Huh.
Right, hold on. Let me look. The one that you picked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me open it again. For the listening audience, we have links in a document, and I'm trying to... Oh, yes. Okay. I was trying to remember. There's a lot of pictures to look at. I have them mostly closed, so I can talk about mine. Yes. This, as a matter of fact, is... I'm trying to think what year this is. This would be, I believe, 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Huh.
Sorry, I got it.
Not 10, not 9, maybe 8 or 7, drenched for 8, drenched for 7. So, yes, I would say 3 years ago. Let's go with that as a gamble. It's at Splash Lagoon, the indoor water park we go to.
So we got three big boys all in board shorts, and one of them is one of those pipes that just kind of drop water into the area. One of them's underneath it going, ah, and the other person's like, he's positioning it over him or something, and somebody's got a tasty beverage behind. All of them are quite cute.
Yeah. It's funny because the one in the background with the beverage, I just saw at the pool party July 4th. The one that's holding the pipe, so to speak, and trying to look seductive for the camera from behind, the main model, he is still down in North Carolina, last I knew. And Eric, the one that's in front, is from Chicago. And Eric classically, I don't know if it's made the rounds for some of you guys, but there's a YouTube video taken of him from either that year or the year before, which has gotten a lot of hits, and it's of him under the water. It's this like sexy, seductive, kind of like a shower scene thing. It's quite comical.
Huh.
He's adorable. I want to give him all belly rubs. So that's the one I found, and I reblogged it from one of the hottest men that I can think of, Nick Ortiz. I think it's him, or is that his boyfriend? I can't remember, but at least Nick Ortiz. Anyways, moving on. Matt, tell us about the one you found.
I went through actually a couple before I decided on this one, but it's...
I know who that is, I think.
Oh, do you? Because I'd love to meet him.
I think actually Gary knows him, but I think that if that's who I think it is. Oh, that sounded really bad. Hold on. No.
So biblically speaking...
So, well, first off, who is he?
To me, he's just a really, really handsome, kind of furry, daddy-looking guy's hair. He's standing on the beach, got, you know, sunglasses up over his head, dark hair, big, full beard, beautiful smile. He looks like he, like, just got out of the water. His fur is matted down on his belly and his chest. Yeah.
He's got a great first name, apparently.
Yes, I believe his first name is Jeff. I don't know if it's Jeffery or just Jeff. But I believe his last name is Summerfield. For quite some time, he was known as like the bear model. Everybody was...
Was this the guy who was Fantasy Bear Jeff's?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I have a fantasy for this bear Jeff.
I have several.
Exactly. I can think of more than one.
That's a sweet smile. Anyway.
Yes, he's got a great smile. Moving on.
Okay. So, board shorts were actually the hardest one for me to find.
I agree.
But I did find this one. And I would find board shorts, but I wasn't 100% sure they were board shorts because they weren't near like a pool or water. But this one was the best one I found. I'm assuming this guy's near the ocean or a lake. He's got a nice pair of fairly loose board shorts. And his belly's hanging over him just ever so slightly. And shades and furry and some accessories.
It's got a great goatee.
Yes. The only thing I wish is that I could see his eyes. That's the only thing, because that would make the picture complete. Like, it's great right now, but I've always had that... I have a love-hate relationship with sunglasses, because sometimes someone's eyes look terrible until you put sunglasses over them.
Okay, like
they look hot until you when they've got the sunglasses on, but then you take the sunglasses off and you're like, oh,
something about the eyes.
Yeah.
What, like they've got crazy guy eyes or something?
No, just odd looking eyes. It's hard to explain. It's very odd. It's just like the eyes just don't match what I'm seeing when I see the sunglasses on.
Or they have like, for some reason, they have bags under their eyes. Some imperfection in the eyes that cause it to lose its luster or something like that. I could see that this guy would have pretty eyes.
I think so. But everything else is nice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Rub the belly.
Mm-hmm. Belly rubs. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yay.
So I agree with Damon that finding board shorts on Tumblr is pretty challenging.
Yeah.
Because of the three categories, I had tons of pictures to choose from for Speedos and naked, but board shorts or something that wasn't a Speedo was kind of difficult because it seems most of the pictures I've ever looked at, they aren't wearing them.
This is kind of a problem we had with boxers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true that that seems to be a non-common.
although I did find at least three board shorts once, so I had to scroll through a bunch to find them. But
I ended up finding three, but it took me a while. I actually found a whole bunch of other stuff, and then I found like, oh, there's one. There's a board shorts one. And then, oh, there's another one. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I agree. It came down to, I think, two to choose from, and I went with the one that I know because I thought that that was the better way to go. So this is HuskyBear87 on Tumblr. You can follow him. I do. I've actually met him in person. He's a very nice cub, and he happens to be sitting in a chair outside. It appears probably on a patio or in the backyard, not sure which, but he's wearing some nice green and white flower printed board shorts. And he's cute. He's shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
His hair. Beard. He's actually quite adorable, not only in person, but also he's photogenic. So
nice.
Yeah, it is very, he's adorable. I get an adorbs. I give him an adorbs.
And Damon, if you are going to Midwest Bear Fest in December, you will get a chance to meet him.
Oh, yay.
Because he was there last year.
Yay.
Nice.
Am I already following him? I have a feeling I am. I am. Ha ha. Now I remember he was there last year because I think that's how I found him, because I posted pictures from him at Midwest Bear Fest. I was like, oh, cool. And because he had taken random pictures of him like in a harness or something that he was getting ready for the night or something. Anyway.
So we met last year at Midwest Bear Fest, and we've chatted since then. And we recently chatted online, and he said, are you going in December? I said, as of now, I am planning to. So,
yeah. Nice. So,
moving on into the next category, Speedos. Actually, people probably could have like run through Chess's archive to find something.
I thought about it, but it would have been cheating for me, so I didn't.
I agree. There should not be cheating when it comes to this.
Oh, what?
Hey, Gary. Gabe pretty much cheated because he had all his pictures of Matt.
You can tell which one of us is the honest one in the relationship.
Oh!
Wow.
We love you, Gabe.
Really, really do.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, if you know that there is a stockpile of photos someplace, to just randomly select one, that's sort of cheating. It's not really looking to find something to fit the category. So, nothing against Chouse or anything. I'm just saying. I'm glad that we didn't go straight to that.
And for mine, I decided that I would just pick the first one because, honestly, I actually had a little bit of trouble finding it. But it was the first one I saw, and I'm like, hey, it's perfect because it's all about Speedos. And it has a guy with a beard on it. In fact, the Speedos have a guy with a beard on it. It's like some sort of advertisement or something. Is it for Chris Lopez Studio or something like that? But it's not my normal type of guy that I like. But he's wearing basically there's a guy modeling some black and blue Speedos, and the butt has a face of a bearded guy on it. So I thought that was appropriate. So I just picked the first one. After scrolling while trying to find board shorts, I found some others that would work too, but I decided just to pick that since it was the first one.
Yeah.
And it was all about Speedos.
Yeah. It's not bad. I actually like it. The model's very handsome.
Doesn't have enough of a belly for me. Actually, it has no belly.
Yeah. But, you know, that's fine. You know, I don't mind not having a belly if he knows what he's doing.
True.
Wow. So to clarify for the listeners, Damon is okay that you don't have a belly, but you must have skill and talent, or it's just not there.
Exactly.
Apparently, belly surfaces. Okay. In any case, So that's my pick. A Speedo advertisement.
I do like Speedo.
They're very nice, and I was a fan of the model. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually kind of similar to my model.
True, but I think this guy is a little bit beefier.
Yeah, he is. I chose, actually, if you're familiar with Bo Dixon, who is just hairy and muscly, and his thighs, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
His arms, if he could just wrap those around my neck, we'd be great. Yeah, by the way, if you didn't already know, I do kind of have a little thing for choking. Anyway, but he's in these yellow and orange D-squared Speedos, just kind of leaning back against a lifeguard shack and smiling. And it's all about the smile for me. Like, both the board shorts and the Speedos I picked, the first thing I saw was the smile. And then I was like, oh, they're wearing appropriate swim attire. Perfect. But they're just, I mean, he's adorable and looks like he could do mean, dirty, nasty things to me, and I would be perfectly fine with it.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaiman.
Hold on. And close that one out because I need to move on.
Gaiman.
Somebody's busy on Tumblr.
No, I was trying to get to the picture. So I think I went the more muscle route as well. And we probably know this guy. Well, not know him. We've seen him several times. I think it's Rusty G, I think, is his he does bear films and whatnot. It's several pictures of this red bearded god.
Appropriate description.
Yes. Yes. Damn.
Yeah, Rusty G. Mm-hmm. And I think his last scene that was posted was with Rex Blue for Harry and Row.
Yeah. And he is in a camo inspired Speedo, although I don't see the point of a camo Speedo, but anywho. And I'm assuming this was at some kind of, you know, pool event or pool party or something like that, and just random pictures of him taken in all his
glory,
bearded, bodily gorgeousness. Yeah. Woof.
Well, it's rough. Yeah. Kind of a growl plus a roof all
yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah.
There we go. Move on before we get too more, much more of a boner. Anyways. And, almost. No, maybe not. Okay, Gary, go ahead and do it.
What was all that?
I was almost thinking, this might be a cheat.
Uh-oh. What do you mean a cheat?
I see this one. Go ahead.
No. I decided it wasn't a cheat. So go ahead. Just go on.
I don't see how it could be a cheat. I just happen to be on a trend that I'm giving shout outs to people that I know. That I have met. And in this case, I wasn't there right at the moment this picture was taken, but I was there in the time frame in which this happened. And this picture happens to be of our several time guest host, Hadrian from Orlando, Florida. And this was at Tidal Wave this year.
Mm.
So he apparently stopped and posed for a picture snap. And to be honest, it's a picture pose I haven't seen, I don't think either ever or in a very long time.
Yeah.
And I just thought he looks really good in it.
Yeah.
Hadrian looks good in almost anything. So
I think I showed this one as an honorable mention. Because I was just like, yeah, that's a really nice, it's a really nice suit. It fits him well. The only caveat I would give, and this is where I would like to digress a little bit. I don't think those are Speedos. I think those might be trunks.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to get all fucking technical.
See, I'm going to go ahead and give it to them because I still think they're pretty much spandex. It's just, you know, they've got a little bit of leg. But no, I don't think they're actually, I wouldn't call them trunks. Trunks usually are more further down the thigh. So no, this is fine. This is fine. Mm-hmm.
The judge is giving me a standing because it's Hadrian.
Okay.
And by the way, as a random aside, when I met Hadrian there, I met him and Bailey. They were getting out of the wave pool, and I made a point of walking away. One of my committee members, AJ, was there actually at Tidal Wave at Gay Days. And I was talking to him. He was next to the wave pool. And then I was like, I saw Hadrian, and not having been there before and how big the place is, I thought, well, I better go over and say hi real quick. So I said to AJ, I'll be right back. So I walk over and I said hello, and he's coming down the steps and I'm walking up the couple of steps to the wave pool. So I said hello and we hugged, and he continued to walk down the steps. There's like four of them, and he's standing there with Bailey, and I'm saying hello to him and Bailey, and, you know, and they were about to go grab a bite to eat. And so we finished the conversation and I stepped down to the lowest level next to him. And that's when we realized our height difference, and Hadrian's tall. Like I didn't know how tall he was until I'm standing literally next to him on the same like level ground. And that's when he looks at me and he goes, oh my God, you're a pocket cub. How cute. Like, but all his pictures, I've never been able to tell how tall he is. And even in this picture, I don't think it quite is understandable.
How tall is he? Do you know?
I think he's, I want to say he's at least 6'2".
Okay. Hmm. So he's a couple inches taller than me too.
So that was really kind of threw me for a loop. But anyway.
Well, and you're almost a head shorter than me. So. Anyways, moving on. So we've had board shorts. We were basically getting people less and less stressed this episode. Because board shorts, you know, go down to practically the knee, if not further, or just above it or something like that. Speedos, you know, gets quite up close to that crotch area normally. But let's take it all off. Let's talk about those naked and wet. Uh-huh. So one of the things with this is it had to have something to do. They couldn't just be a naked picture of a guy. It had to have something to do with swimming in one way, shape, or form. Whether they're swimming, they're by a pool, they're just, you know, getting wet, or they're at a beach or something like that. Some place where they could be naked and swimming. So that was kind of the one thing you had to look for. Otherwise, you could easily pick from several thousands of pictures we would find on Tumblr if it was just butt naked. So just to clarify that caveat. So we start off with mine, and it's this cute little cub, or I'm not sure how little he is, but naked in a pool swimming right towards me. It's actually something I found back in February, but
hey, that's fine.
Yeah. Please come. My cock is right over here.
Well,
I like the picture. From the photographer standpoint, I wish it was more center and a little bit further back so I can see more of the butt.
No. Artistically speaking, it's good. It's great.
Okay? It's a good shot. I just would like to see more.
Yeah, but that's not an artistic point of view, though. It's
just my whore.
Lustful.
That's just me being.
See, now, what did I say at the beginning of this? We're all perverts.
Yes.
So, in any case, moving on.
But I actually really like that the only part of him that has broken the water is his head. Mm-hmm. I like that. That is.
Yeah. And you can still see his little tramp stampy type thing back there. Mm-hmm. And then you see just a little bit of a crack of his butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tease.
One of my little fetishes. Okay.
Butt crack.
Butt crack. Okay. Moving on.
So my turn. this is the one that could be considered cheating for me. If at least how Gary defines it, if we're going to go to say that knowing there's a stockpile of a certain type of picture is cheating. Because when you think naked in the water, if you don't think Kabuto Cub, you probably don't know Tumblr. I love Javi and Cliff, and they are probably the most prolific posters of naked pool pictures I have ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And I went straight to Javi's Tumblr and was like, all right. There's another picture that I was trying to find that I found a while back of his husband, Cliff, Remix Cub, like lounging in their pool, which I've actually been in. They have this little ledge that's partially submerged underwater that you can lay on, and it like comes up halfway up your belly. But there's a picture of Cliff kind of lounging on that on his stomach, and he's got one leg kicked up, and it's a beautiful picture.
I've seen that picture, yes.
Yes. But the one that I did pick is a selfie that Javi took where he's just kind of relaxing and partially submerged, and you see his belly and his eyes, his gorgeous, gorgeous eyes, and yes, all his piercings. And yeah, he's just, and you know, he's so sweet and such an amazing person that I'm kind of biased when I pick this picture. Just because I see it and I'm like, I know this guy and he's a great person. And so I'm going to showcase that.
Yes.
Yay.
He is. Oh, I've been friends with him on Tumblr for a while, and I always look forward to him and Remix Cub's pictures, because they're always just, they're very relaxed, and I love that. And they're like, oh, cool. You know, we got pictures. Yay. And it's us. Okay, and that's it. And it's just, and they're beautiful, beautiful men.
They are. They're. Mm. I'm going to have to take another vacation after this.
Oh.
Go back down to Orlando.
Yes. Okay. This one, yes. Okay. So mine was actually the first one I found, because it was an earlier Tumblr reblog of mine. I actually posted just a day ago. And it's a guy. It's perfect to me because he's not actually in the water. He's lounging on one of those little floaties in a little pool. It almost looks like a kiddie pool. Might not be quite a kiddie pool, but just, you know, chilling in a pool, hat over his face to block out the sun, with a beer, and he's naked. Yeah, and it's a really good shot, like, full on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even see a bit of his ass in the under the balls.
I don't know.
Ass taint, whatever you want to call it. It's there.
It's all delicious. I mean,
yeah. I would call it redneck paradise, but that, yeah.
That's, I like, not that, a bad title.
Yeah.
Put that in the doc. Last but not least, Gary.
Yeah, so while I unintentionally had a trend of picking people I know, I don't know this gentleman, but I would sure like to know him.
I can see why.
Just saying. Yes, this gentleman won out over the other potentials that I had for naked, because I liked the idea that he was not necessarily in the water at the moment, but he appears to be at the beach in a lounge chair. David finally looked at the picture.
Standing at attention?
Yes. I went full pervert with this one. He is up for anything at the moment, which is appreciated. And he's a ginger bear, but he's a daddy who's changing over to that lovely cinnamon sugar color.
Mm-hmm.
And he's furry from his shoulders down, pretty much everywhere. So
that is a nice penis.
Yeah. That happens to be the thing you might pay attention to. You might miss the fact, Damon, that he has a nice trimmed white beard, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, call that. Don't worry.
He's got it. Well, honestly, Gary, when you first took a look at this picture, what were you looking at?
His hair.
Sure you were.
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound awful, but, like, I made this comment when I was at camp. There was something about just the men that were there. Oh, someone was on their growler there. That was the running joke, is like, you're at gay camp. There are naked men around you in the pool, all this stuff. And there were guys on their apps, like trying to hook up via the app. And I was talking with somebody, and so there was kind of a comment about it. And they were like, oh, look at this dick or whatever. You know, it was a private pic, which to me defeats the purpose. It's no longer private if someone else shows it around on their phone to everybody. But anyways, and I said, yeah. And they said, what? You don't seem interested or moved. I don't remember quite what the word was. And I said, well, at this point in my life, I've seen thousands of penises. And I don't mean like in my face, literally, but, you know, they start to look similar sometimes. So, you know, other things become more important, I guess. Yeah. Jeff's not buying that.
Sure. All right. So moving on, let's go into a couple of honorable mentions. So I'm going to get my links for the two additional board shorts I had. But Damon, it sounds like you had one.
Yeah, well, I have several, but this is the first one that I just figured I'd share. It's Venice Cub, and who doesn't love a good naked shot of Venice Cub? Oh. In a hot tub, I think. And yeah. It's an older photo, but it's Venice Cub, and yeah. It's similar to Gary's picture in that, you know, you kind of look right at the penis.
But strangely enough, I did not. I looked at his face first.
Sure, you did.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, he's. I'm assuming lounging in either a pool or a hot tub. I'm thinking hot tub, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's probably a pool.
But it's Venice Cub, and
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very nice. So I mentioned that I had two other board shorts. One, we have one from Bears on Blur. Where they were doing a photo, apparently in a photo shoot for the poster of Chubbs at the Tubbs Summer Edition. And there were like 300 pictures. Well, here's them taking one of those pictures, and he's in board shorts and has a nice big belly.
Ah.
Which I like. Mm-hmm. And speaking of big bellies, The last one is a guy on a cruise or something, board shorts, and he's got a nice big belly. Yes, I do like them big, very big sometimes. So, tasty, tasty, tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any other honorable mentions that they're found?
Well, I do, but I didn't realize we were doing honorable mentions.
Always do.
What was I thinking? I was paying attention to the fact that we were comparing three types.
Uh-huh.
These are still the three types. It's just outside of the ones we picked for those specific types.
Yeah.
Others we found.
Yeah. As I was telling the guys earlier, I prepared for this show. I had at least two or three links for each title, each one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you actually found it easy, but yet challenging, because once you selected,
yeah, someone,
and you had to, you know, kind of whittle it down further.
Exactly.
And how many hours of research did you spend, Damon, coming up with these?
It's called my archive.
Years of work went into it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, the first honorable mention that I have, I don't know the gentlemen that are in the picture or the circumstances, but it appears that they are I'm going to say at an outdoor public park of some sort. I'm also going to guess that it might be in Europe because of the way the picture is composed and that they have natural water coming out of the side of a stone brick wall. It kind of says to me that it speaks very European, but I don't know that for certain. But there's two gentlemen, and there's a big gentleman right below where the water is coming out, kind of like an old cistern well style. And it's cascading off of his shoulders and over him. And then there's a gentleman next to him who may or may not be his husband, partner, boyfriend or something, who's looking very devilish with this kind of smirk on his face. And
naughty thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That I technically they are wearing swim shorts, board shorts, I guess, in that picture. You can tell from looking at it. So mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought it was fun. And the other one that I have is kind of a shameless plug, is of a friend of mine from Texas, David, who posed for a picture, I want to say 2 years ago. And this is him at the hot tub at the water park that we go to for Drench Fur. But it's not really one that met the criteria because the hot tub that he's in has a lot of bubbles and you can't see what he's wearing.
So you can't see what anybody in there is wearing. So you could only like think that they're naked in there.
Well,
although they're probably not because it's at the water park.
Correct. They're all wearing shorts. And if you look close enough on the right, you can see Jamie, who's our photographer for the run. Off to the right, you can sort of tell that he has shorts on, but there was a droplet of water on the lens. It kind of blurs it. So that's David, and he has his own podcast, the Under Bears podcast he's been doing this year. And so it's a little shout out to him. He likes to be naked and he likes to be wet. Wow, that was really bad. So anyways, but those are my honorable mentions.
And Matt has an honorable mention, too.
Honorable? Good lordy. That thing deserves an award.
I do. This is actually – I have a couple, but this is the honorable mention. It's just this hot, really fucking hot muscle daddy, hairy – just hairy all over, muscle daddy, pecs that look like they would make amazing pillows. just chilling on a white towel on the beach. And he's kind of got this little like look on his face, like this smirk, like, I know what you did. Come here. I'm like, okay.
Yes, daddy. Just,
exactly. It's like, yes, sir. And he is naked as the day he was born with a thick cock just jutting out proudly and
cut cock.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first honorable mention. The second one was actually my first choice for board shorts before I found the one that I did. Let me scroll down and I'm a big fan. It's got the lovely little belly and the one pierced nipple and kind of the smirk going on in one of the pics. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. he's the other shout out I'd like to give is, if those of you who haven't noticed yet, there is now a video on Tumblr of Javi in the pool. And you just see his face above water, but he is very obviously doing something. And it is a delightful video for those of you who are interested.
Please share.
I knew David was going to say that.
And I have not yet reblogged it, but I will do so.
Awesome.
And then I have one more. Just to kind of wrap everything up for you.
Of course you do.
Well, you can't do a naked bear pool party without some kind of play. It just kind of happens naturally.
You know, we have another show coming up, which somehow involves this, right?
Oh, yeah, whatever. So that's fine. This is fine.
Okay.
I'm just sharing it for the sake of sharing it.
Okay.
But look at it.
Aww.
Nice.
It's very nice.
All right. All righty. But anyway, go ahead.
That's mostly our show, except for one thing, my little pick. So we got the main topic, but I do have a link. And my link is to link to Amazon.com. Ding. And it's The Legend of Korra.
Yay.
It is currently streaming on Netflix. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. Free to you. Well, you paid for the Amazon Prime, but you know, it's like free on Netflix sort of thing, you know. But you can and that's gone away, but I'm sure he'll be back soon. It's one of those things where it's basically the reason why I love this show is just because I loved, adored The Last Airbender.
Yeah,
the first series. And I haven't actually watched it. I've been trying to get into the this one, but I'm having trouble getting through the second episode because this is one of those things where at the start she's being her arrogant teenager-y self, and I'm having trouble getting through because right now she's at a bending match and she got into it and was like, oh god, this is going to be a disaster. So that's my link. So Gary, did you need to talk about these other two, or is that just share?
Just sharing, please.
Okay.
Save that for later.
All right.
Since we got chastised, I'm like, well, fine. I'll just put them in the Skype comments and then or chat, and people can look at them and whatever.
As we do.
Chastised.
And you know what? Because that's the show. You find everything, all the show notes and all the links to all these Tumblr picks right on our website, cubsoutloud.com. Go right there. And in fact, if you haven't already gone there yet, so that you could look at the pictures while we were talking about it, well, now you can. They'll all be up there. They'll be up there before you even listen to the show. Check that out. Go right there and check it out. If you have any comments, have any pictures of guys in Speedos and stuff that we can, we'll tell other people about. We'll share the links to things on Tumblr for Speedos, board shorts, or watery nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Please send them our way at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Also join the COL Entourage on Facebook. Did I have that as Cub? It might actually be showing up as Cubs Out Loud Entourage, by the way.
Huh.
So if you're looking and you can't find it, try Cubs Out Loud. Also on Google Plus, we also have the Cubs Out Loud Entourage community on Google Plus, as well as finding our Facebook page Google Plus page at google.com/plus Cubs Out Loud. You also find us where else? I clicked away. If also on Bear Underground with the Cubs Out Loud Entourage there as well. Please pop over to iTunes, give us a review on 1-star, 2-star, 5-star, whatever. I will read it on the show verbatim. So give me something to read. Also, if you can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, if you're having any trouble, give us a thumbs up right over there. You can find me anywhere on the internet. It's Box, Hat Box, Puppy Box, Cub Box, something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear Underground, Bear 401, HeftyNet, and Tumblr.
And I can be found as GareBear 73 pretty much anywhere on the web. And
I am, of course, FuzzBud07 on Tumblr, or I can be found, if not under that, then under Shade07 elsewhere.
Awesome. Okay. And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good one, y'all.
And of course, we do a show which involves Tumblr, and at the end, we get more Tumblr links.
Are you complaining?
Not really.
Uh huh. That's what I thought.